you got Wonderful Worm Radio at the big 1450 spot.
You like the radio?
Certainly, I love it.
That tender love ballad was called You Gave Me Something I Really Didn't Want by Jock and the Gym Socks.
Turn off that music. I've got such a hangover.
Sorry to hear that.
1490.
That's 1450, guys, not 1490. Stay tuned for a special live guest in the studio coming up shortly here on Wonderful Worm. It's cameo recording artist Miss Dee Dee Sharp. But right now, it's the Cabin Boys with Don't Step on My Dinghy. ...523 on Wonderful Worm. Wait a minute, our chief engineer, Fletcher Munson, just brought me a new piece of equipment that he says is a... What is it? A singing clock.
Uh-huh.
How does it work, Fletch? Just push the red button?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Time 523.
So it's that easy.
Time 523.
Oh, wait, I didn't even hit the button that time, do
you? Time 523.
It seems the singing clock doesn't know when to stop singing.
Time 523.
I'll just rummage around here in my toolbox and grab this 20-pound medium sledge to do a little fine-tuning on that singing clock. And that should be the last we hear from the singing clock.
Time 523.
If I want to know what time it is, I'll just look at my watch.
Johnny Lizard.
More music.
We've got the top of the pops and the bottom of the lineup. It's 5-4 with two out. And here's a public service announcement from the Pomona Skydiving Club. You don't need a parachute to skydive. You only need a parachute to skydive twice.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Okay, guys and gals, you just heard Kiss the Tears Off My Elbow.
Abracadabra!
Yeah, maybe we can make that record disappear.
Oh, just a little joke of mine.
Worm Chime Time, 523, and let's go live to Worm personality Al Fresco, broadcasting from the Pomona Bean Queen Competition and County Fair. Take it away, Al.
Remote broadcast!
Thanks, Johnny Lizard, and boy, I wish you could be out here with us today. The sun is shining, and everyone here on the Midway is having a great time. With me is a special guest, one of the entrants in tonight's Bean Queen Beauty Contest, Miss Rolinda Hay. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Al. And you know, I've listened to you on Wonderful Worm for a long time, and, well, you don't look like you sound.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It isn't one.
Okay, Rolinda, what will you be doing for the talent portion of the competition this evening?
I'm a baton twirler, but with a difference. I light my baton on fire, Al.
My goodness, that would be something to see. And I notice you have a baton and some gasoline there. So can we get a little sample of your act?
I don't know how well people can appreciate this over the radio, but here goes.
A crowd has gathered around. So folks, why don't you step back a bit as Rolinda lights up her baton. There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. She has lit her baton, and it's gloriously ablaze.
Woo!
Wow, she must have thrown that flaming baton 15 feet in the air. Amazing!
Woo!
And one more toss, and oh no! Her toss was a little off, and I think that baton is headed for the fireworks stand. Everyone get back! Can someone call the fire department? We have a little problem here at the fair, so I'm switching it back to you, Johnny Lizard, at the station.
Wow, thanks, Al. And we'll check back with you later. It's 5:23, and with us live in the Worm Studio is cameo recording artist Dee Dee Sharp. I have no idea why she asked me for a glass of vinegar just before we started, but we sent someone out to get it, and here you go, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Your latest release, entitled My Manager Made Me Sing This, has been called a disaster by the critics. What should I call it?
Well, you could call it a ballad. Then again, you could call it a cha-cha.
Okay. When we were arranging this interview, your manager told us that no matter what you're talking about, you always tell a long, drawn-out story. So with that in mind, Dee Dee, did you have fun making your new record?
Yes, it was a lot of fun, really. It's a long story behind that record. It was intended for the Orlans. My manager wrote it. I heard it, and I really loved the record. So finally, I guess you might call it tossing a coin for it, and I got it.
I think your manager was right. Who are you dating these days, Dee Dee?
Well, three people, really. The Shirelles.
You're dating the Shirelles? Have you married them yet?
Heaven forbid, I'm not married yet, no.
What about all those other rumors that you're lugubrious?
Oh, no.
Okay. One final question, Dee Dee. I have heard that you like to change into your bathing suit right there in front of everyone on the beach. What do you like best about being an exhibitionist?
Oh, everything. You know, the people are so friendly and the audiences are great.
Thanks, cameo recording artist Dee Dee Sharp. And we hope you've enjoyed your visit to Wormland.
I had a wonderful time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Johnny Lizard, wonderful Worm Radio.
And now Worm Radio brings you noted relationship expert Dr. Nancy to take your questions on teenage dating. Doctor, what is our first question?
Mr. Bill Pennis has a question about, oh my, I bet he is very careful about how he says that name. At any rate, Mr. Pennis has an etiquette question. He writes, Dear Dr. Nancy, when should I open the car door for my girlfriend? Well, Mr. Pennis, never in the fast lane and hopefully under 50 miles an hour. And a question from Amanda Lynn, who writes, How far should I go on the first date? My answer, no farther than Pasadena.
Thank you, Doctor. Send your relationship questions to Dr. Nancy, care of Wonderful Worm Radio, Pomona.
5:23 p.m., my favorite time of day. Listen, do you hear this? That's the glass window between the Wonderful Worm air studio where I am and the hall that leads to the front door. Let's spy on the secretaries as they leave for the day, shall we? First up is Wendy Buscombe, and you can see the two big reasons she's so popular with the sales staff, her smile and her personality. And next comes Rose Gardner. I don't have a library card, but I'm sure checking her out. La-di-da! And now parading down the hall is our office manager, Maria Conchita Francesca Luisa O'Brien. Uh-oh, Marie has dropped her purse and is, yes, she's bending over to pick it up. Thank you, ladies, and see you on Monday.
1490 Radio.
Yeah, 1450, guys. The next song on Wonderful Worm Radio is a request from Dee Flowers at Charitable Bingo Catholic High. Dee wanted to dedicate this one to her former boyfriend, Will Doolittle, and it's called Ha Ha, You Got Hit by a Car by the Dipsticks. Hey, toe-tapping teens, you just heard Put Your Jumper Cables Away, Lulu, My Motor's Already Running by Backseat Bobby and the Sheiks.
And what is it? What's the name of the movie?
I was just getting to that.
Coming to the Gangrene Drive-In this weekend.
One of the greatest mystery movies of all time. What is killing the Hollywood stars?
See Natalie Wood get eaten by termites.
Listen as Glenn Ford sinks into Veronica Lake.
Watch as Joseph Cotton is devoured by boll weevils. And stare as Clark Gable falls off a roof.
Also starring Aldo Ray, Vivian Leigh, Danny Kaye, Doris Day, Frances Faye, and Jerry Mathers as the sack of fertilizer.
What is killing the Hollywood stars? Please avert your eyes during the shocking scene where Jack Lemmon gets squeezed. Run, don't walk, to your nearest theater showing What is Killing the Hollywood Stars. Children under 12 pay full price. In stomach-turning cramp-o-rama and monophonic sound.
Welcome, wax lovers, back into the sixth hour of the Johnny Lizard catastrophe.
There must be some mistake.
And there you have the number 128 tune from the Worm Deck Survey.
Hip.
It's called You Choked Me Up. Yeah, and that song is by...
Merciful heavens, what was that?
Oh, no. Sorry, I dropped the record, so I can't tell you who it's by.
Of all the clumsy idiots.
You've got yourself a date for something really great. 1490 Radio.
Guys, you know it's 1450. Once again, we go live to our remote broadcast with Al Fresco coming to you from the Pomona Bean Queen Competition and County Fair.
Hi, Johnny. I'm in the 4-H barn where they have some beautiful cattle here today. Let me step over here and talk to... Johnny, I have a little situation here. I think I just stepped in some... Listen, can you get back to me in a little while?
Yeah, okay. We'll be right back out to you after this word from one of our fine Worm sponsors.
This afternoon at 4 on NBC's KRUD-TV, it's I Love Lucy with special guest The Three Stooges. Watch as Lucy and Ricky sit in their apartment, but unbeknownst to them, The Three Stooges are right outside their window with a preacher because Larry has to get married within the hour or lose his inheritance.
What if a couple of uninvited stags showed up?
Did you get a load of that?
What a dish.
I wonder who she is.
We'll soon find out.
Well, then I better answer. Hello?
Would you like to get married?
Me? This is just ridiculous.
Join hands, you lovebirds.
Hey.
Have you got the ring?
It went in the piano.
How do you like that?
Oh! You wanted to be joined together in matrimony.
You know what'd happen sooner or later.
It's a laugh riot this afternoon at 4 on your station for black and white reruns, NBC's KRUD-TV.
Well, I think we've given Al Fresco enough time to clean up, so let's get back out to the fair. Al?
Thanks, Johnny Lizard. I'm standing on the midway of the fair with another of the Bean Queen Beauty Competition finalists, Marcia Dimes.
Hello.
And right now, Marcia and I are going to attempt to break the world record for broadcasting high.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What I meant was the highest location. And in our case, that means 55 feet up in the air from the top of the Ferris wheel here at the fairgrounds. Marcia, are you ready?
You bet, Bob.
It's Al, Marcia. Our engineer has set us up with a 50-foot microphone cord, and you and I are going to walk right over to the Ferris wheel, climb on board, and we'll broadcast live as the ride reaches the very top.
The sign says the Ferris wheel is 55 feet high.
And how long did you say my cord was?
50 feet, Bob.
Close enough. Shouldn't be a problem. The ride is starting.
I think the cord is going to be too short.
We're just approaching the top now.
Uh-oh. Al, this is Johnny Lizard back at the station. Are you there? Hello? Well, when all else fails, we can always play a little music. Here's one from the lower reaches of the Worm Deck Survey, number 238 this week.
That's it. You hit the button.
This is Johnny Lizard hitting the spot and spotting the hits with more melodies and fewer felonies here on 1450 WORM Radio. Don't you hate it when someone answers his own questions? I do.
While you're in your car, you're not very far from us.
Hello, wonderful worm.
Hey, Lizard. This is Matt Blatter with your competition, KREP, and I heard you're broadcasting from the fair this weekend, right?
Yes, but what do you...
And I also heard you parked your Wormobile out there at the fairgrounds.
Yes, but I...
But the really big rumor is that someone broke into the Wormobile while no one was around and stole all your records.
All our records? Hey, how did you find out about that, Blatter?
I must be psychic, Chucko. See you around the barn, Johnny.
That was strange, but I'm sure the Mad Platter was kidding. Let's take a break now, and we'll be right back after the news.
Now don't go away, we'll be back in a minute on Weekender Radio.
Now don't you go away.
Where news comes 5 minutes sooner.
Good afternoon, I'm Lance Boyle reporting. This Wormcast is a service of Sherman's Shoes on Lois Lane in Pomona. This week only, it's buy one, get one free. You buy the left shoe from Sherman's and you get the right at no additional cost. And we're also sponsored by Allison's Diner and Bait Shop, where Allison says, eat here, get worms. In the top of the news, as you may know, the Pomona Bean Queen Competition and County Fair is in full swing this weekend, but local police just informed us that someone has broken into the Wormmobile, our remote van, which is parked at the fairgrounds. All of the records were stolen out of the vehicle, and the perpetrator just left a note saying, gotcha, lizard boy, and it was signed MP. No suspects are in custody at this time. California just suffered an earthquake registering 6.6 on the Richter scale, affecting residents from San Diego all the way north to the Oregon border. Callers to Worm News complain that they have seen a 4-story tall green reptile breathing fire waiting to shore somewhere near Los Angeles, no doubt dislodged from its watery resting place by the quake. With more on that story live from the scene, here is Worm reporter Nomo Nuki.
It's alive! A gigantic beast, stalking the earth, crushing all before it
in a cyclonic cavalcade of electrifying horror.
Raging through the streets on a rampage of total destruction.
Thank you, Nomo, for that live report. Just into our newsroom are the latest statistics for the number of rail cargo shipments going through our town and also the number of people who were arrested for drunk driving. It seems that this week in Pomona, there were more people than trains getting loaded. Yesterday, Pomona hosted the U.S. Tongue Twister Championship, and students from all over the country visited our city to compete. Contestant Peter Piper picked a perplexing pair of pronouns, preparing to pace his prodigious peers, but Peter Piper from Pomona procrastinated, was penalized, and paid the price. Next, the Worm Cast for the greater Pomona area, just ahead of much more music with Johnny Lizard. As I look out the worm weather window, I see a clear day with...